You're listening to DVD Talk Radio.
I actually think, I think that all the projects that I've been doing lately have been stuff that I chose, like I really, really wanted to do because I had some belief in it. And I don't think they've all been gold. I think they've been, you know, different
Silver
shades
to
of
gold.
Yeah, like different shades of it. You know what I mean? Like the first Matrix was a giant phenomenon. The next two were okay. You know, as far as audience reception of it, I thought they were phenomenal because of their ideas that they, you know, sort of presented, which is how often I choose work, which is what I thought this was. I thought and still think that this is a possibility, the idea to present ideas that we don't normally get on network television. So those are the choices, and hopefully those choices are they're good for me as an artist, and I also think that they're good in general.
Aside from the fact that you're walking around, how is working on Lost different from working on Oz?
Well, here's the thing. I think somebody in the Ways and Balances like sort of said, okay, you got to sit down for like 6 years now. You're going to be swimming, running, jogging, doing, fighting, putting, and so...
Chasing a kid is
exactly.
Like that.
Exactly. You work with a dog and a kid and the whole thing. It's like... And so it's a real challenge, but it's really cool. It's really interesting, and I'm getting to learn some stuff that I haven't done.
What's your favorite theory that you might have heard or read about the Secret of the Island?
I had always believed that the whole government conspiracy thing was great, and then I heard that was a boring choice. But I always thought it was really cool. That's been my favorite one so far.
Now, there's been this sort of theme throughout of kind of like fathers and sons and like the failures of fathers to sons.
Right.
And you're in the weird position of being like the failing father.
Right. So, the failing father what's the opposite failing?
Unfailing.
Unfailing,
Redeeming.
Redeeming, that's a good one.
So it's like kind of weird, do you feel in this weird place because you're kind of representing all the fathers of I was trying, but...
I don't feel in a weird position. What I do feel like, okay, here's what it is. I just got a little excited because I remembered the one thing that... This is a long answer, and it's not really what you want to hear, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Representing all fathers.
Here we go. So the one thing that I thought was really interesting in my own life was when I finally realized that my father was just a man and not just like, this holy thing. So then when I got this job as a father, what I thought would be really, really interesting to do was to find out who this man was. Because the man is before the father, and so the man who is a father is a great thing, but this man who's a father is also a provider, who's also a husband, who's also a friend, who, you know, I thought it would be really a great chance to explore that thing, this guy who's not right, who doesn't do it right all the time, but then sometimes he does, and you get to watch this whole process, and hopefully you get to see this man struggling with the things that men struggle with. Like, of course, women struggle with other things, and I'm not saying anything
I don't
about
feel
that.
Left out.
But but as a man, that's the thing I was really interested in exploring. The goods and bads of it.
What have you found to be the most challenging aspect of exploring that character?
So far, this part has been really interesting because it's like after having failed so much and then come to this place where we actually have found this bond, and then not to have it like taken, like snatched away. Like, you suddenly start defining yourself as this thing, and then somebody snatches it from you, and then you keep, have to keep asking, "Oh my God, who am I? Who am I? Who am I?" And that thing I found really interesting, and that's what Michael has to keep asking now: "Who am I? Do I keep looking? Do I stop looking? Do I give up? Do I fight? Do I like he's got it? Do I? Am I some other concerned with something else?" Like he's got to keep asking that question, and that I think is. It's dramatic and fantastic.
Does the same kid play your son this season?
Yeah, hopefully. Probably a new one would be weird.
Didn't he get taller over the summer? How do they address the growth spurt?
I don't know how they're going to...
Just dig a hole and stand in it?
Yeah, have him put on his knees. I don't know. He didn't get that much taller, so...
Okay.
Yeah, he got taller, but not that much taller. I think. So...
I think we're good.
You've been listening to DVD Talk Radio. Find DVD Talk Radio online at dvdtalkradio.com.